God gave Noah 7 commandments as an eternal covenant of righteousness for all mankind. These include rejecting idolatry, blasphemy, murder, forbidden relations, stealing, and eating meat taken from a living animal, which is the initial basis for all our concepts of avoiding cruelty to animals. The last commandment is to establish courts of justice to uphold these laws. By following these rules, you can secure your own spiritual reward and contribute to the perfection of the world, and you can accomplish this one good deed and one act of kindness at a time. Since we are learning about the commandments which the Torah includes for Gentiles, you might very well ask, how do I know that the Torah is true and everlasting? Other religions and philosophies say otherwise. To understand the answer, let's assess the origin of the Torah scroll, as it has remained unchanged since biblical times, and trace this exact text back to Moses himself. At Mount Sinai, over 3,300 years ago, God openly revealed himself to the entire Jewish nation and spoke to them the Ten Commandments. This unique event had many eyewitnesses, 3 million Israelites, and a great number of Egyptians who had joined with them. The unbroken chains of families going directly all the way back to Mount Sinai are witnesses that this occurred. After this revelation to millions of people, Moses ascended to heaven from the top of Mount Sinai. There he spent 40 days and nights learning from God about the hundreds of Jewish commandments and about the details of the 7 Noahide commandments for all Gentiles. These details, which Moses personally taught to millions of Jewish people, are the Oral Torah. The Written Torah, the 5 books of Moses, was transcribed by Moses before he died. He wrote a Torah scroll for each of the 12 tribes, and he placed 1 Torah scroll beside the Holy Ark, which held the 2 tablets. How did God ensure that the Written Torah would never be changed? He included a commandment that every Jewish man must have his own Torah scroll, which is either personally or as a member of a congregation. Of course, the older generations passed down their scrolls, and a new Torah scroll had to be copied exactly from an earlier scroll, going back all the way to the original scrolls written by Moses himself. So there was no chance that even an accidental mistake in one word or one letter could be perpetuated. Furthermore, the scrolls contain no vowels and no punctuation, without which the meaning is lost. This information was transmitted as part of the Oral Torah. So without the Oral Torah, the Written Torah would not even exist, and we would not know that God commanded 7 universal laws of Noah for all mankind.